If you're hearing the sound of my voice, you're watching Daw Talk here on Channel 180, Charter Spectrum, Coleman, Alabama. And we're here live also on Roku. Well, we're not live on Roku. We're on Roku. This segment has been brought to you by Tony Sarah Nissan and Coleman. Check them out. Today we have the lovely Sherelle is back with us today. We also have our co-host Dessa with us today. What a wonderful thing to have some old friends come back and see you. Yep. How are we doing?
Pretty good, actually.
How's life been treating you?
Fantastic.
Good.
Hanging out, just climbing around doing stuff.
Well, if you didn't know, Sherelle used to be, well, it was our first co-host, mm-hmm. And she came in on a whim, a string and a prayer, hair, you know, hair of the dog. Anyway,
hair of the dog is right. I'm pretty sure.
And a prayer.
There was a few of those moments, but anyway, we always had a good time, me and Sherelle. She was my first co-host, and let me tell you what, she did a wonderful job while she was here, and she also is joining the military, so. Mm-hmm. She made the decision to serve our country, and we salute you for that. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you. But that aside, this is kind of our reunion special. We're actually going to be the 14th.
The 15th.
Was it the 15th?
It was the morning after.
Oh, that's right. It was the 15th. I'm sorry.
After Valentine's
yeah, that's
Day?
Right. It was
the morning after Valentine's Day.
Did I know
that's
something
right.
I have? Is there something I don't know?
Well, I spent that night out in Huntsville and had to remember. I was like, oh, man, I've got to be in Coleman for this thing. It's like trying to show up and be professional. And mm-hmm. since I could not do that, I kind of blew the professional thing out of the water for the rest of the shows.
Well. It was fun, and we enjoyed having you.
So,
on
tell me what brought you to him at that time a year ago. What I mean, now you're going to the military, mm-hmm. but you had this idea that you wanted to be on TV, you wanted to do something. What brought you to him, and did you know him in the past, or tell us
actually,
a little bit about that?
Actually, I had no ideas about it. DL came to me and said, "Hey, do you want to do this?" I was like, "Yeah, sure. I'll do just about anything that sounds like it'll be a little bit of fun."
Risk taker.
Mm-hmm. I am. Gotcha. And I have less shame, I guess. I'm not very easily embarrassed in front of the camera. And I've got this horrible thing where I just will, like, mean mug it. So we thought I would be a good placeholder until we find somebody who's a little bit better.
Hmm. And apparently you've done a good job.
Yeah, right. She did a wonderful job for us. And I tell you, Sherelle is one of these people that, in my opinion, can do anything she puts her mind to, you know, really and truly.
That's what my mama says.
Well, you really are. You come in, did this. You've taught school. You've done other things in your life other than those two things.
Yeah,
I know.
I've done at least four things.
At least four things.
Yeah.
So that's been something we can, you know, brag on her about, that she's really good at seizing the moment.
Right.
That's Sherelle in a nutcase. Seizing the moment. I mean, not to put her down too much, but she seizes the moment, and that, you know, I envy that about her. Mm. So, you know, it's great having you back for at least one show.
Yeah, thanks.
And maybe you can come back for one more.
Maybe.
Before you go.
So, you're leaving soon?
Yes.
Where are you going?
I am actually going out to basic training and AIT. I leave in 2 weeks. From today.
And going to Missouri?
Missouri, yeah.
Okay,
which apparently there's not much out there. If anybody from Missouri wants to give me some tips on the weather.
Told it's pretty much Alabama, a little bit colder because you're going a little bit north.
Oh, it's feeling great today though. So like, is this a little colder than this?
It's about the same.
Okay.
It's really about the same, unless it's winter and you get closer to St. Louis. It's going to be a little bit colder. But overall, avoid the Mississippi River and the mosquitoes.
Mm. Oh, well, that's just a life goal right there anyway. I've got it written down in my travels. Like, let's go out to Nevada. Oh, avoid that Mississippi River.
Yeah, right.
Got to go around.
I took a helicopter ride one time from, I forget what the town was, over the Mississippi. And they were like, oh, you're going to love the view. And It was the Mississippi. It looks the same from above as it does from the bank.
Oh, that's
anyway. But we love Mississippi. Anyway, right now we got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back after these messages. I'm sorry. Anyway, this segment has been brought to you by Tony Sarah Nissan. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back to Don Talking. If you're watching this, wow, blanked out there for
a minute. We appreciate it.
We appreciate that you've been watching. This episode has been brought to you by Tony Sarah Nissan Coleman. Check them out. We got Shrell with us still. We still got Dessa. Surprisingly, I don't know how I kept him here.
That was on the way.
They were like, yeah, this is, no. Anyway, so we got a few announcements coming up. We got Chicken Salad Chick has a grand opening coming up. That is tomorrow at 10 a.m. So if you're around this town and want to check out Chicken Salad Chick, check them out. Mr. Smith Lake is going to be at Beers for Entrepreneurs over at the Goat Island Brewery
at 7 tonight.
That's going to be by the Coleman Tech Village Coleman. I almost said it again every time.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's backwards.
Well, I keep wanting to say Coleman. So.
Coleman gets their name in everything.
I say a lot of Coleman on here. And then Coleman Regional free health screening is going to be this Friday. So, Michael, what time is that going to be?
Are you kidding me?
What are they screening for?
It's going to
be. Are they going to draw blood?
They're going to be doing heart health.
That's
what they're going to be doing.
You put us on a treadmill?
Oh.
For Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right. It is.
I mean, my heart checked out. Oh, yeah. It was broken once or twice.
You got to get your heart checked. That's for sure. Everybody should, especially for Valentine's Day. Make sure you got one. I'm just kidding.
To
make
gone.
Sure that everybody's heart is working great for when it flutters when everybody is super happy on Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
That's how it works. I don't know. Okay.
It's science.
It's science. Very sciencey. But in other news, the Super Bowl, the big game was last night.
Yeah.
And that was Kansas City and San Francisco 49ers. So, you know, that was interesting. A little bit of controversy here and there. The halftime show didn't disappoint, but then it also created some controversy.
It always does.
Let's hear it. Let's talk about it.
So, I had no skin in the game. Kansas City and San Francisco.
Me neither.
Mean next to nothing to me.
Me neither.
I wasn't really good.
Overall, a good game. A few high points, like some slick moves, but not anything too impressive. In my opinion, yeah. I don't really know.
There was not a whole lot of penalties. I think there was like 3 penalties the whole game. That was about it, really.
And they waited so long to do all those timeouts at the end.
Yeah.
But it was such a short game. So I looked it up, and statistically, the game usually lasts until about 10:13, 10:15. Mm-hmm. And it was like, 9:30-ish?
Yeah.
It was over yesterday.
Usually they last, I've seen them where they seems like they last till 11 at night.
Kind of expect it to draw out a little longer, I would think. I want to get my money's worth for this free game I'm watching
on
TV.
How were the commercials? What was the best one?
My favorite was the Jason, what was his last name, Mimosa? Mimosa?
Momoa.
I'd like to have some mimosas.
Aquaman.
Mimosas
really
good.
Old Aquaman. That was a different commercial for sure. When I saw that, I was just like, wow, that's kind of creepy. He takes off his wig and like a bodysuit and this whole thing, he becomes this little tiny guy and he can't lift weights. And I mean, he's kind of a funny guy anyway.
Yeah.
But to see him act like this was like really funny. I mean, it was just really funny the way it was. And then, there was, of course, a plethora of other commercials. Seem to remember right now.
I believe the Tide commercials wrapped up a season-long campaign where during all the football games, it would be NFL means not for laundry. Don't do your laundry on NFL Sundays. And then it's like, what time should I do?
Mm.
And Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny,
yeah,
I believe,
yeah.
He popped up in other commercials during the Super Bowl.
And they were like, no, it's not.
I don't get that.
Well, it was a...
Never watched it. Is that Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes. You're hurting me.
Never seen an episode. Couldn't tell you.
It's horrible people doing horrible people doing horrible things.
I'm a turtle. I'm living under a shell.
It is horrible people doing horrible things.
That's not even good.
And adding Danny DeVito was struck brilliance.
What else? What else was good?
He was weird.
Go ahead, Cheryl. I'm sorry. No.
As always, you got to talk about that.
You got to talk about the entertainment. Okay, let's hear it.
And then, of course, Kansas City was defeated San Francisco 20-31. So that was
not very exciting.
31.
You know, I was really surprised with the game. I figured that, it would have been, I don't know, I guess a little more even at the end, but
I don't know enough about either team. What did surprise me, so in my mind, I'm 33. In my mind, J-Lo is hot. She's like
50.
The pinnacle.
5'0".
Right? I forgot that she
43.
Is.
43.
I forgot that they age.
Shout out to this older chicks. Ha ha. We can hang.
But they're doing their show, and J-Lo, I've always thought of her for her moves, but then Shakira is up there, like, belly dancing and stuff.
Yeah.
And J-Lo looked like she had no idea what she was doing compared to Shakira.
Oh, yeah. She was, it's J-Lo. She's kind of already got a big name here. And then,
she doesn't have to try.
She's like, you know, I'm not getting paid, so I'm not going to work too hard at it.
Yeah.
Neither one of them, you know, nobody gets paid to show up on the Super Bowl.
Right.
That's true.
So, you know, they're like, okay.
It's
all about exposure, but, well, it's just, I mean, it's not about honorary. It's just the fact that if they get on that screen, on that stage, they get billions of people watching. They don't have to pay. They don't have to get paid. This is just pure advertising. So, yeah, good for them.
You heard somebody say something.
I was listening because, you know, I'm a sports. I really like listening to sports radio. So I was listening to Jocks Radio this morning out of Birmingham. And to whoever's listening, somebody said Shakira had a pooch when they looked at her from the side. I'm sorry, how old are you and how disrespectful is that? That's just wrong, guys. Quit putting women in this little box. Come on.
I didn't see a pooch. I'm just saying.
I heard there was no pooch, and if you thought there was a pooch, come on.
I mean, maybe it was a camera angle or something.
Maybe, but even if really,
it is. Maybe she was bent over at the time.
And even if it was, what he was saying was that 15 years ago, you know, Michael Jordan, he expected to see the same Michael Jordan 15 years later. So he expected Shakira 15 years ago to be the Shakira she is today. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm pretty sure she was. But how shallow of you to draw that to somebody else's attention? I'm just saying.
I don't know. How
silly.
As we all grow older, things don't quite work the way everybody thinks they should, I guess.
I kind of feel like if someone is going to criticize, especially a public performer like Shakira, you should be on her level. Like, dude's going to say she has a pooch. I'd like to see his six-pack.
Mm-hmm.
I can judge whether or not he has a pooch. And I'd like to see his hips do that thing hers did, because that was, I don't know, it's almost like she has a snake for a spine.
Yeah.
And she has extra vertebrae in there.
Yeah. But unless,
like, when you do it all the time,
I wouldn't
like
hold
she
a
does.
Belly
I'm
pooch
sure
against
she gets,
her.
You know, used to it.
I just find it shallow, though. I mean, how many times do we sit around talking about, well, Mr., you know, LeBron, oh, he ain't got it no more. I just find that disrespectful to women in general. So, you know, guys, if y'all are going to slam on women, we're going to slam on y'all. I'm just saying.
There's a bit of a difference in criticizing what she looks like versus how she performs.
Sure.
Like, if her voice was awful, which I know that kind of thing is pre-recorded, then that would be a legitimate thing.
Lady Gaga said, do not lip sync. Did y'all see that? She warned on Instagram. She was like, heads up to J-Lo and to Shakira, don't lip sync.
Wow.
Because, you know.
It's got to be hard, though. There was such a physical show. Who was it on the poll?
J-Lo.
So I could not imagine trying to
even get on a pole.
Dance and do all that.
Couldn't get the pole.
Right, pole dancing is a competitive sport in Australia. Those people are
athletic. You've
got to
have some serious upper body strength to do that.
And their core strength is insane. I feel like they crush walnuts in between their abs, just like Christmas
or
nuts.
Eggs behind their back.
Oh, I got you. That posture.
Well, ladies, we're running short on time. Thank y'all so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Sherelle. It was wonderful having you back. Please come back again.
Yeah. We wish you all the best.
I wasn't really going to say, but Sherelle.
We honor your service.
Yes. Thank you for
first time I've met you.
Yeah.
And I'm taking the mantle from you.
Yeah.
No worries at all.
Gonna have a good time.
But anyway, that's been our show today. Thank you for watching Don Talk. This episode has been brought to you by Tony Sarah Nissan Coleman. Check him out. This has been Don Talk. Thanks for watching.